guy. His wife is Harold's first daughter.
So we're doing Taste for Salam Adal and Ahmed Aleph and Kedusha. So the question, according to the Mandam of Klei Kufsa Mechiyav Mitzitzis, so there's no Zman Grama at all? Because on the surface it seems to be learning that Klei Kufsa, there's no reason also, because it's not wearing it anyways. So it shouldn't make any difference whether it's a Kli Yom or a Kli Laila, as long as it's his Kli that he uses as a garment. So that's why it certainly shouldn't be Zman Grama. Moreover, he asks, even if you're going to say it's a Chovas Gavra, not a Chovas Talus, but the Gavra is only Chayev. He paskins that Kli Shel Yom Yechayev Balayla. So, and Kli Laila Yepata Bayom. So the whole business revolves around the type of garment. So the day became a phenomenon of type. And it's not a phenomenon of Zman anymore. The Zman was converted into a class of things that you use in the daytime. What does it got to do with Zman Grama? Okay? So since it's interpreted as a type, so it shouldn't come under Zman Grama. Right? Okay. Now the Rebbe's going to answer this in a few lines. Go ahead.
Kivan shechivu talu bima shehazman goram levi shasa bayom yesh alicha asher zman goram shehazman levi shasa goram achiyah.
Yeah. In other words, just to translate what he's saying like this, that it's not really Zman Grama. The Zman is not really Machayev. Because you see that no matter what Zman it is, you're always Chayev. He's always Chayev. But what it's saying is that the Zman plays a role in creating the Chefetz Shel Chiyuv. Because it characterizes the men begging. So it plays a role in creating the Chefetz Shel Chiyuv, not the Maisa Chiyuv, not the Maisa Mitzvah Shel Chiyuv. So he says that that's also Zman Grama. That it's Zman Grama if the Zman plays a role in creating the Chefetz Shel Chiyuv. It's not the way you think about Zman Grama, because usually you think about Zman Grama because she's too busy. This has nothing to do with it.
Right. So how would you unify that with the ordinary idea of Zman Grama?
Zman Grama?
Yeah, like what's the one unified idea of Zman Grama which includes the normal thing in this?
Yeah. When he says that Kiva Shechiv Tali Tali B'Masha Zman B'Masha Zman Levishasa B'Yom Yeshla Lechoshev Zman Grama Shezman Levishasa Gorem Achiv. Yeah, what he means is that Zman Grama is going to be Zman Grama whether it creates a Chefetz Shechiv or whether it creates a Maisa Shechiv. Here it's not the Maisa Shel Chiyuv, it's the Chefetz Shel Chiyuv.
How does it create the Chefetz Shel Chiyuv?
Because the Zman characterizes the Chefetz and gives it a din of a Ksus Yom. So the Zman renders it a Chefetz Shel Chiyuv. That's definitely what he's saying. But only once.
Because he's wearing it in the day?
No, because, in other words, the Zman defines
the
defines the Chefetz, whether this is a Chefetz Shel Chiyuv or not. So he holds that's just as good as being Mechayev you in the Maisa. But Ellie's asking, what's the common denominator? I seem to be remembering that we one time had a Chakira, that why are Nashim Paturos from Zman Grama? Do you remember the chakira? No.
No,
okay.
But I'm curious.
What's that?
No, but I'm curious.
Okay. Yeah. One pshat was that it's essential. And Zman Grama is a pota. It's a pota. The other one was that Zman Grama is simply a weaker characteristic of mitzvahs. It's a weaker group of mitzvahs because it's contingent. So that group, women aren't chayavos, not because they can't deal with zman, but their chiyuv is not like anoshim. They have less mitzvahs. So therefore, a mitzvah which is not fully substantial, but is contingent on an extraneous
situation.
Right, on an extraneous, you might say, a wisp, I'm looking for a word, like a wispy extraneous situation. It's a weaker kind of a mitzvah. And that's why they're paturos.
But it's specifically zman, right?
Yeah, zman.
Has to be. It's not.
Yeah, it's only zman. Yeah, because the nature of zman is it's immaterial. It's a non-material feature.
But does that apply here?
So then maybe that would answer both. That it wouldn't make any difference whether the zman is used in composing the chefetz shel chiyuv, or whether it's used in terms of the Maisa Chiyuv. The fact that it must make recourse to a, I'll exaggerate a little bit, to a flimsy phenomenon like Zman, renders it, so to speak, an inferior mitzvah, which nashma paturos. So then it wouldn't make any difference whether it's in the Chefetz or the Maisa. That the Chefetz is contingent upon an ephemeral phenomenon like Zman. So whether Zman plays a role in the Chefetz or in the Gavr makes no difference, but it's a weaker type of a mitzvah. Not that essentially causes Zman. You learn essentially because it's Zman Grama, you'll never get out of this because this is not Zman Grama. You can do whatever you want, but it's not Zman Grama. But if you say that it's not a question of Zman Grama, but Zman Grama is only a symptom of a weaker mitzvah, so to speak, because it's, in order to have the chiyuv, you have to come on to an ephemeral concept of Zman, so then it wouldn't make any difference whether it's in the Chefetz or whether it's on the Gavr. That's what I think they say.
Maybe there's something up, Mike.
Yeah, Mayer's saying a very good thing here. That would answer that explaining more why Pirsumei Nisa is Machayev. Because it's true that Zman Grama makes it weaker, but because of the powerful mitzvah, of, so to speak, of Pirsumei Nisa, so they're Chayev. Afim Hoye Bozanes. That's good. I mean, if I had my choice, I wouldn't say, I'm using weaker in lieu of a another term. I would just say it. I don't know what reason, but if it's tied to to the ephemeral nature of Zman, then you put. Yeah, okay. So now in Kli Kufsa, he would also say, you only chayiv in a Kli Shalom. You only chayiv in a Kli, a type of Kli, it's a Kli Shalom, that's Levi Shalom. Because before he was saying there's no difference. Because Zman Grama, if it's in your drawer, what kind of Zman Grama is it? But now he's saying that Zman Grama means, even if time is a... is a vehicle of chiyuv, so it's ephemeral. So then now you could say that in the kli kufsa, it's dafka one that's yom. Stafka ksus yom. And now you can say that. It is man grammar's essential, so you can't say that. Because it's in the drawer. But if you say it has to do with the structure being involved in an element of Zman, so now I could say even Klei Kufsa is only chayev if it's Ksus Yom. Once the Os of Shabbos takes care of the fact that we're the Am Hashem, so now the Os of Tefillin has no function.
That's the same Os.
Same Os. Because that's the Am Hashem through intellect. This is the Am Hashem through the recognition. Well, they're both intellect. One is recognition of the Borei Olam and the Chachmas Olam, and the other one is the recognition of the Chachmas HaTorah through the Parshas and the Tzvon. Tzias Mitzrayim and the Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So it's the same recognition that we're the Am Hashem. So once one institution accomplished that already, the second institution is not going to add anything. So that's why there's no chiyuv.
Even though it would be a different facet of the demonstration, was the Borei Olam ones in terms of the Hashgacha?
It doesn't matter. It just shows you. It's not a specific, because they're both the same. They're both showing you that through Chachma with Am Hashem.
I think the problem was I was looking at it that Shabbos are just also for Borei.
It's on Daf Mem Amud Beis, Taisvus Dibra Maschul Mishum Ksus Laila. So Taisvus say, and towards the end, he quotes the Yishalmi. Mihu be Yishalmi the Kedushin of the Sefta Gassinim, Ezui Mitzvah Shelo Azman Groma, Kigan Aveda Vishiloch Hakan Umake Vetzitzis. So it's that, so you see, the Tanakhama holds that Tzitzis is not Zman Groma. And Nashma Chayavos. Rabbi Shimon Potter San Nashman Atzitzis. Sharei Ksus Laila Potter. Amar Rabbi Ilo, Taimed Rabbanon, Sheim Hoysa Talisam Yechedes Liyom Vo Laila Chayavos. Besifri Nami Tani Al Kanfi Bidehem, Shemayani Af Balas Gimelan Azif. Okay. Oh, he says, yeah, no, you know, it is continuation. Shimon says, "I'll smell him." He says, "No, well, Chayev is a Sifrina Mitanya Al Kafi Vidayim Shomayani Af Bailas Gimel Shomayani Af Ksus Laila Bamashma Tamulom or Isimoso Beyond Volobleva. Him Oisa Talis Milchetis Leon Volaila Chayev is Pitsis. Sarachian. Yeah,
what does that mean? Yuchedes liyom v'layla.
It means it's a garment that you wear both of.
So it's not miyuchet.
I know it's not miyuchet.
What
are they answering? What are they answering?
Miyuchet for wearing.
It's just that Lila.
Miyuchet for everything.
It's really a big
other machayev.
Unitot.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You don't need it to be a baget of yom. You just need a baget.
What do you mean? What did he answer? What he asked them? What are Shimon asking them? What? Aren't you motor to me that Ksus Yom is Chayev and Ksus Lav is Potter? So that indicates it's Zman Grom according to our definition.
Right?
That Zman plays a role in the Chafta. So they answered no. That the Rabbanan Amoda, that if it's Meyuchad Liyom Valayla, that it's Chayev. So what does that got to do with anything?
Right, so he's saying is that it's not, if it's pshat that Zman plays on Kriya in the Chavtza, then how is the thing which is not day or night can be Chayv and Tzitzis? So it must be it's really that it's Chayv and, all begotten are Chayv and Tzitzis, but there's a Ptor. There's a Din of, no, it's not part, it doesn't create the Chay, the Chova, it's just the Torah's positive Ptor, which is Laila. But in terms of generating the Chova, you don't really need any particular condition, because you see, it could be Yom and Laila.
It's like the Kiddush Ravonis, Kiddush Ravonis.
Yeah.
As if it were a din of Kiddush Yom.
Yeah, so our question is on this Yerushalmi, which is brought on Daf Mem Amud Beis in Menachos, and it's brought in Tesvus Yedal Amud Beis, in Brachas. So Eli wants to say that they answered him back that aren't you moda that if it's miyuchad liyom volaylo, which Eli's interpreting as being having neither the quality of yom or laylo, not that it has two qualities. So you see that the zman doesn't play a role in generating the chiyuv. Because it doesn't have the quality of yom. So my only question is, so why is Ksus Laila Potter? Right? So I want to answer that question. That they hold Ksus Laila's Potter because the Zman Laila's a Potter. So that's why it's what? It's Man Groma. But the Rabbanon hold, they're answering, he's answering for Rabban. He's saying like this, they really don't hold that Ksus Laila's Pata because of the Zman Laila. They hold its Pata because it's not enough of a Zman Levisha to be Chayef. It's not because of the quality of Yom V'Laila. It's just because it's not designated for enough time to be considered a Beged. Do you follow?
What do you mean by that?
I mean by that is very simple. Laila, if a person has a beged that he wears for Laila, okay, so that designation for Laila is not enough of a designation. It's an inferior type of designation. He doesn't really wear it like a designated beged shel yom. Beged shel yom is a real levisha. Here he's sleeping all the time. He's just wearing his pajamas. That's not a usage that's machayev in tzitzis. It's the usage of lilo, which is inferior, that's not machayev in tzitzis. That's why he says, are you moda to me, if it's chayev both yom and lilo, and doesn't have the quality of yom, he's still chayev. So you see, it's nothing to do with zman. Why is begesh or lilo potter? Not because of the fact that it's nighttime, but because of the fact that the usage is not really enough to be mechayev in a beged. You don't consider that a beged. I mean, you see, practically, the guy says, I want to put on my clothing. He doesn't mean put on his pajamas. He means it's the clothing that I wear in the daytime, the real clothing. So that's their answer. It's not Lila's absurd. It's that Lila's inferior. It's not a real usage. Okay.